This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What I like to do is track things. I like to look at trends. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, by the way. We're trending pretty well, adding stations. We added a couple more stations. I will be reaching out to the program managers of those stations this week. So hold on for that. Glad to have lots of things happening in different markets. I mentioned the Dorchester route thing I'm going to be going to at up in Oregon. As that moves closer, we'll get specifics. So I did that. I was at the South Carolina Tea Party Convention for a day. Spoke there. Thanks for all you guys. By the way, for all you folks that signed up to do one of the movie openings, I think we had about 10 or 11 folks. Thank you. We hope to have at least 50, and quite honestly, I think at this rate, we might end up with 100. That would be phenomenal to have 100 theaters showing the movie Bleeding Blue. You can go to bleedingbluemovie.com. The website is about to be up to date. It'll have the date of the open on it. It's going to have trailers and all kinds of cool things. So you're about to get treated to something really unbelievable. And I couldn't be more excited. That's right. Going Hollywood. He's going Hollywood. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, Hollywood. Yeah. And you know what's funny about that is from a voice perspective, you know, giving you guys a voice. It's one thing to be a person that's out there writing. Kevin Jackson's a writer, and he's writing these books, and he's doing things, and occasionally he appears on TV, and he speaks, you know, for you. That's one thing, and I'm glad that happened, because that led to the next thing, which is now Kevin Jackson, he's a pundit. He's on TV all the time. He's a contributor. And so people then take you even more seriously.
Yeah.
Now he's on the radio, too. He does hits on other people's shows, and then now he's got his own show, and his own show's moving up and all that. But when you become Hollyweird, that's right, then it's a whole different thing. Suddenly, you're in movies talking about... I was watching this one of the Young Turks. He was in a movie. What was that movie? It was a stupid movie with Will Ferrell where they have a gambling joint in a friend's house. Funny film. I was watching it on a plane. I would never rent anything with these leftists, but... So I was watching it, and he's in it. I watched the movies with, Wolf Blitzer. You know, they make up the storyline, things like that. That was one with Clooney, and it was about trading, you know, this glitch that occurred in a trading session for stocks and all that. So, but good film. I just would never watch it outside of, you know, it being free. But they have these guys in those films. And that's what transcends you from politics into pop culture. And some people aren't ready for that. I'll be honest with you. It's because, you know, you get all full of yourself. Yeah, I'm on TV. I'm doing this, that, and the other. Well, I ain't going to be a Denzel. Not after the movie comes out or probably any time in my lifetime. And that's cool. I don't need to be a Denzel. But I tell you what, people recognize me. They recognize my work. And that's important because I represent you. Unelected, but elected. Elected by popular demand, by popular vote. You say, I'm going to listen to this program because I like what this kid has to say. That's how I get elected. But let me tell you what happened to me. I was coming back from South Carolina. I'm at the airport. I don't know where. I had to fly three places to get back to home. So white dude's charging his phone, Jewish guy. I plugged my phone in, you know, next to his, and he's like, hey, that outlet's not really working. I said, well, I'll see, you know, I'll know if it's charging my phone because it gives out this little, you know, thing. So he goes, I know you. And I went, okay, maybe. And he goes, where would I know you from? And I went, TV? And he goes, probably. And I said, you watch Fox? And he goes, yeah. He goes, that's it. That's where it's from. So then he goes on to tell me, of course, all of his political views on, which is cool. You know, I'm waiting to get on a plane. I got, he's got me. I'm his audience, and I think people like that. And I was happy to listen to him because he starts telling me, what do you think's going to happen here? What do you think? Here's what I think, and that's where I get a lot of ideas. I'm like, you know, that's pretty good observation. Or I tell him, nope, I think you're wrong. So I get on that flight, I leave, and I go to the next leg, which was in Chicago. I'm waiting in line. and I see this big black dude. I could tell he was African. You could just tell. And I, in fact, knew he was Nigerian. But he looks back. He's looking for his wife. And he sees me. And I could see him make eye contact and go. And then he turned back around. He goes, you're the Fox guy, right? And I said, yeah. And he goes in. He was about to say my name. And I stuck my hand out and said, Kevin Jackson. And he goes, I appreciate you so much. You are doing great work. I appreciate you. And his wife just sits there smiling. And so we're all in line yet again. And he's like letting people in front so he can get back to me. And then he's like, Kevin, we have got to do something here. And he goes into this, whole thing of how blacks in America are just, it's nutty and this, that, and the other. And I said to him, yeah, well, and so I told him about my ancestry DNA, that I was 23% Nigerian. And I tell you, you're brilliant, And so we talk about tribes in Nigeria and stuff like that. But the thing about it is, here's a guy legally in America now from Africa, Nigerian, and he's telling me, I just so appreciate you not backing down from the message. I've been following you for years and so on and so forth. Folks, that's a tribute to you. It's not a tribute to me. I'm a product of the country that was built by us. All of us. Not that leftist propaganda, but here's what I wanted to say about this. These are the guys, these two people, recognize me. There were others. I mean, I could kind of see when they look up, like, you can see people making eye contact. Now, could have been leftists that hate me. I don't know. They never approach me. All the guys that want to beat my butt or whatever, I've never seen them in an airport coming up to me going, yeah, man, I'm that dude you were talking smack to on Twitter. Yeah, well, okay. What, we going to do this here? They never do anything. But I see people that know me and appreciate my work and come up. I want you to imagine what that's going to be once this film comes out. These people saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. A police officer at the South Carolina Tea Party Convention, he and I were talking. I said, hey, I just want to tell you, I appreciate what you guys do. We talked about the movie. Other people were coming out taking pictures and stuff, and he didn't know me. And as we were talking, he goes, he says, not to interrupt, but I hope that you talk louder about this. And I went, what do you mean? He goes, I want more people to hear. I said, man, I don't know what more I can do for you. I'm on TV preaching, this anti-cop nonsense against, you guys. I'm preaching about it. And went on to say what happened to me in Cleveland where cops were taking pictures. So I was signing books and he comes in and he grabs my card. So, look, we're getting through is all I can tell you. Little by little, one by one, day by day, but we're doing it. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Radio show.
Lost. We completely lost our mind. Right? You know, right today, once again, the government threatens to shut down. We're going to shut down the government. I hope they do shut down the government, because when they do, I want to see the guy who tells the postal workers they ain't getting a paycheck. That'll be your right there. You don't come around with them. Shut down the government, fine. Shut down the government, but do the same thing. Like the congressmen, the president, none of them get paid. They don't get no money. Like, yeah, everybody's screwed. No health insurance for them. Cut them off. And do it the same way they do to us. Don't tell them until they get to the doctor that they don't have health insurance. You get the hospital all fucked up. They're like, you might want to try the clinic. Good luck, Congressman.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Alonzo Bowden. Yeah, it's an old clip, but it's still funny because you know it's going to happen. We use the government is using its budget as a weapon against its citizens, a weapon against its greatest citizens, the people who protect us. Our military and the second greatest citizens, you, we, conservatives, they use this budget as a weapon against us. You will bend to our will on DACA, you know, and the protection of illegals. You will bend to our will on Muslim terrorists. You will bend to our will on lazy, shiftless people that don't want to take care of their kids. And they use our money. I want you to think for one second. If you had a paycheck and you handed it over to somebody and you said, look, when I come to you for money from time to time, just issue it to me. But let's be reasonable about what I made. You know, if I want to go out and, you know, go spend it on a, you know, a bunch of, you know, rat turds or something, you're going to tell me no. But if I need it for reasonable stuff, they call them money managers. And money managers say, nope, you're over your budget for entertainment this month. You're done. And then you can't go to the movies and you can't do whatever. And you put people in place like that because they help you manage your money. We don't have a government like that. We have a government that says, nah, you've messed up the entertainment budget, but I'm going to Vegas and do a little gambling. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we have. We put these fools in charge of our money. They don't dole it out to what you want. They dole it out to whatever they want, and then they extort you. Look, if you want to get any of this back, you better let me go on and get this money to Ray Ray. Well, but Ray Ray got 13 kids by 6 different ladies. That's not your problem. Oh, you trying to get all up in Ray Ray's business. Oh, that's how you are, huh? And they talk to you like you're some kind of crazy person. I'm not crazy. Look, why would I pay for somebody else's kids? If I feel like doing it, it's one thing. But for you to say, if you were to say to me, so Kevin, so-and-so's kid, struggling, got this, that going on, I go, wow, that's pretty sad. Legitimate thing. Yeah, let's help. But if you tell me that Ray Ray's not taking care of his kids, that he's got the money for diapers, but he doesn't want to buy them, so you got to buy them, I'm looking at you like you're crazy. I ain't buying somebody else's diaper for their kids when he's got the money. Well, Kevin, he may not have the money. How do you know? How do you know Ray Ray's not on a hustle? Shooting dice in the back alley, making a lot of money off the books, and I'm paying for his kids. I'll put it to you this way. Most real men I know, they will take care of their little cherins. And they feel bad if somebody else has to do it. They will sacrifice on self in order to take care of somebody's kids. They'll do it. So why do you want me paying for it? Right, real men do this. Hey, here's a little thing. How about we start focusing on real men? How about we start building those fellas like we used to in the past. In the past.
Let's do it like it was in the past, okay?
Confucius said this about strength. The strength of a nation derives from the integrity of the home. You know who Confucius is, right? Chinese philosopher. Chinese are strong not because of communism. They're strong because of a cultural thing that they have. The tie that binds. The tie that binds is family. That's how they've survived communism. Most other countries couldn't survive it because they're too whimsical. These in any country flirting with so-called democracy wants to just let the society kind of take its course. The Chinese say, nope, family. And it's ingrained. Used to be ingrained in black folks. We cared about family. Used to be ingrained in the average American. We cared about family. We understood its importance. But not anymore. Nobody, I'm not going to say they don't care, but they don't care in the way that we used to care. That family thing was what, you know, that was a seed that sort of sprouted out. And it became your community. And it became your city. And it became your state. And it became your country. And ultimately the world. Because you know what? We take care of the world. That's what we do. Because we are, as Americans, we understand our place in the world. Anyway, I want to talk about this shutdown. This government shutdown, the left believes that the that this is bad news. It's funny. I was looking at this report, and they said, okay, well, 41% of people blame Democrats, 36% it's 41% blame Republicans for the shutdown, 36% blame Democrats. If you believe those numbers, fine. Then maybe you believe that, you know, that it's affecting the Republicans the worst. I don't believe those numbers. But what I will tell you is it's too close to call, and it's only going to get worse, because I believe in my heart of hearts that Donald Trump is going to tie this thing to Schumer with this Schumer shutdown. And I've given you a lot of reasons for that. But I believe that's going to happen. I'm going to talk about it in more detail, because when we come back, I want to talk about the focus group that I think bodes well for the Republicans. But this political article says, after giving you the numbers, it says, but the shutdown is no clean political win for the Democrats. Now, Politico is a leftist paper, leftist rag. They're going to make you believe that Donald Trump's losing this battle. That's why they gave you those, you know, different statistics that say, oh, they're losing or winning or whatever. The Republicans are losing in this case. But I don't believe it. I know trends. And I love how they put this. There's no clean political win for the Democrats. Americans don't necessarily approve of the party's strategy to insist on a legislative solution for undocumented immigrants. That's the morsel they're giving you to say the Democrats are wrong on this. The Democrats are losing this battle. Donald Trump just needs to stay the course, and I hope he does. You know, when we come back, we're going to talk about focus groups. We're going to talk about tracking these numbers, the trends.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stay-at-home mom, a student, a machine shop worker, any union member, Democrats who were raised in Democrat families who crossed over to vote Trump. We're 1 year. 1 year in. How's he doing? Fantastic.
Great. Better than I ever would have dreamt. I mean, that's sincerely.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Derek?
Yes, I agree.
Absolutely.
Yes, he's doing wonderful. He's staying on task.
We start with a hot-button topic of the moment. How big an issue to all of you is immigration.
Huge. Huge.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. In Youngstown, Ohio.
Absolutely.
And as far as I'm concerned, they're stealing jobs of rightful citizens.
It's also about something else Trump voters say is important: rules and respect.
I feel like when people come here illegally, that's just very disrespectful. You don't respect our laws, and you shouldn't be able to come here freewheeling like that.
A year later, they all still want the wall. As for the president's inflammatory tweets and speech, Gino says he used to cringe. Not anymore.
So you don't cringe anymore because you've grown numb to it, or
no, not numb at all. But I know what he's done, and I'm starting to get an inkling why he uses Twitter in the way he does. Because if all he had to rely on is what people say about him, oh my God, I might not like the guy, but I love the guy. I love the job he's doing.
Justice met Trump at a rally and says he's not a racist.
He was just the nicest person, and honestly, if he was a racist, as everyone paints him out to be, he could have just walked right past me and not even said a word.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about strength. That was from a focus group. And let me tell you, if you hear that and you are a leftist listening to this program, you should be so scared. I don't even know how to make you any more scared. That should put the fear of God inside of you, if that is, if you believed in God. You godless, evil creatures. But hey, conservatives, Happy New Year. Yeah, you are going to experience a 2018. This will be nothing politically like any year you've ever had in your life. I don't care if you're 30 or if you're 85. As my friend used to say, from 8 to 80, blind, cripple, and crazy. If you're a conservative, this is going to be the year you put in the record books. That focus group was amazing. The insights, strength, that's what Donald Trump exudes. Buddha said, no one can save us but ourselves. No one can, no one may. We ourselves must walk the path. And that's something leftists have never understood. You can talk it all you want, but there comes a time when somebody just punches you right in your mouth. And the time for talk ends. And you know what? They are not prepared for the fight. They talked about what was so critical about that focus group is, number one, it was Democrats who voted for Trump a year ago. And they were saying, you voted a year ago. What are your thoughts? By the way, that was CBS. That wasn't Fox News. It wasn't Kevin Jackson. CBS is asking a very simple question. You voted for him. What do you think about him? And they said, we don't just like him, we love him even more. Now, I told you earlier in the broadcast, I don't care about numbers. These people will lie about, oh, Donald Trump's at 38% approval. 30, he's 32. He's the lowest ever, you know, at this point in the presidency, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, go back to Barack Obama, who had screwed every pooch in the city. And they were, he's amazing. He's still good. It doesn't matter that we're losing. We're losing jobs. We're losing this. We're losing that. Everything. We're just a bunch of losers, but we love our guy. Because he so looks like a winner. Good for them. So, you got all these people that transferred over that got Donald Trump elected because they were sick of the normal stuff. You know, oh, he's not very presidential. He's a womanizer. He's a billionaire that said, oh, he, you know, that a woman would let you grab him by the blunt part. And they were, you know, they, oh, that's going to do him in. And you know what the grassroots level people went? They were like, man, shoot, are you kidding? If Donald Trump wanted to grab me by mine right now, I'd let him. That was the kind of conversation people were having. They weren't all outraged. They were going, oh, you want to convince me that a billionaire has a good-looking billionaire. I mean, I don't know whether you like Trump or not, but he was not an ugly guy. When he was young, he's, you know, he's a good-looking guy. They want to convince you that a dude who's worth billions, who everybody knows, dudes want to be like, girls want to get with, he's got to go out there and molest women. And you know what? The public didn't buy it. They were smart enough. They didn't buy the womanizing. Because you know why? Because Donald Trump's like, yeah, I've been divorced. I got multiple wives. I got multiple kids. Oh, by the way, have you seen my children? Look at them. And then people are like, shoot, man, I got kids. Don't even talk to me. Donald Trump got his kids up on stage. He got kids running around here. All these wives and stuff. They all like him. What are you talking about? He's a racist. Really? Well, he wasn't a racist when he let black people on his show, was he? And they rolled him out. They wanted to get Amorosa to say it. They couldn't get her to say it, so they got the other black dude to say it. He said it recently. Then they said, he hangs out with prostitutes. Yeah, well, you know what? If you're a leftist, so do you. Everybody you know is a prostitute. Because y'all are all out to get something from somebody else. And you don't want to have to do nothing for it except, woohoo! You know what I'm talking about. But there was a lot more that came out in that discussion. One, easy, already told you, Democrats flipped, and they didn't just flip and like him. They flipped and they love him. And you know what those Democrats are doing? They're standing firm. They're telling their friends, I told you, I didn't just like the guy. I don't just like him anymore. I love him. And their kids are loving him. And their bank accounts and their 401ks are loving him. Everybody's getting love up in here. Somebody play me some love music. Oh, you couldn't cue up some Barry White? No. Just so you guys know, we can't cue up all that music. Because then they'll cut the broadcast when we put it on YouTube. But yeah, that's why. In case you don't know. So I just have to make my own love vibe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we don't just like Donald Trump. We love Donald Trump now. Whew, started to get myself turned on here. So, the bigger issues. Three things that came out of that discussion. You may not have caught it, but lucky for you, I did. Number one, what do you feel about immigration? Is it a big deal? Yes. Yes, 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 yes,
yes.
All of them. Yes. Big deal. The fact that Donald Trump is addressing immigration, illegal immigration, they're glad.
Hey, and the guy goes, even in Youngstown, Ohio?
Yeah. We're not stupid enough to believe immigration is only a border state issue. For the record, folks, when you want to institute state sovereignty, you can do it on the border lines between Texas and Oklahoma. But the federal sovereignty takes over on the border between Texas and Mexico, okay? So don't get fooled by,
oh, this is a state's rights issue.
No, it isn't. California, Arizona, Texas, and anywhere else, I don't know what else is connected, I'm not that great at geography, the government can step in and say, we're building this wall. You don't have anything to say about this, California. Immigration, important to that focus group. Glad Donald Trump is addressing it. mad that the left don't want to let him deal with. I mean, you think about it. This is a group of people that just said, we don't just like this guy. We love this guy. So what do you think? You think they're against him on immigration? You think they no longer trust him on immigration? They see it. They see the evilness of their party. They're not going back. That was the next one. So that's number two. There was a number three that came out of that. Did you catch it? Yeah. Remember I told you guys, leave Donald Trump alone about his tweeting? I told you everywhere I go, I really like Donald Trump, but man, his tweeting. And I go, stop. Right there. Wait a minute. That's the best part of what this man's doing. That tweeting is his message. Unfiltered, etc. Guy says, I used to have a problem with Donald Trump's tweeting. A year later, what's he saying? I no longer have a problem with Donald Trump's tweeting. Then he said something else, which gets me into the last point, the biggest point of all. Why did he say he no longer has a problem with it? Anybody? Anybody? Bingo! You guessed it. He said, because if he weren't tweeting and doing, you know, putting the information out there himself, there's no telling what they'd be saying about him because they lie about him. It would have been more sinister if I hadn't broken up, you know, like, about him. Do I do it again? They lie about him. Yeah, see, there we go. That's a big deal. He no longer buys the fake news narrative. He knows they've been lying about him. I talked to a kid, I was on the airplane coming back. He says, man, I kind of wish Bernie had won. I said, really? I said, come on, man. Bernie has the economic intellect of a baboon. You don't want Bernie. He goes, well, you know, I didn't think he could beat Trump. He goes, I just had a problem with Trump, you know, from his attitude, you know, from his thing. And when we talked about it, I talked him off the ledge. We got another Trump voter, a millennial. See, because that's what I do. That was a big focus group, folks, whether you know it or not. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. What I like to track. I started to talk about this earlier, and we got off track. That's okay. No big deal. But I do want to talk about some of the things that were said about Donald Trump that are now gone. What's not being discussed. I love looking at things and saying, why are we not talking about this any longer? Why is this not happening? And the reason why I'm reminded of this is I flew back with a young man on a plane who had these untruths about Trump. And I looked at him and said, that's completely false. And he's like, really? I go, yeah, it's false. I said, look, you don't have to believe me. I said, I'm no disciple of Trump. I'm not. I'm a disciple of the truth. And I said, you know, you owe it to yourself as a millennial to make sure you get the right information. If I only give you partial information, you can run off and go, okay, this is the way I want to go. So he was a CNC machinist. And I told him, I said, if I don't give you the right place to drill holes, you don't know where to drill. You know, it isn't going to do you any good to just drill random holes in a piece of steel that's going to go into the making of a building, is it? He goes, no. I said, I got to give you facts, 100% truth, so you know how to program the CNC so it goes to the exact spot you're going to need the hole. If it's offset by a millimeter, you and I know what the ramifications of that are, correct? He says, yeah. I said, that's what you're getting. You get nothing but fake news. So one of them was, you know, Donald Trump is a misogynist. He's, you know, hates women and all this. There's zero proof of that. I mean, think about it. A hatred of women. These are the people that serial kills. These are the people that go out killing prostitutes. You know, and you find out later, oh, yeah, he killed his mother. Was a prostitute, and he got mad because, you know, she had a life with him doing this, that, and the other, so he went out and he decided he's going to kill prostitutes. Donald Trump, there's not enough trauma in this man's life for him to have done anything close to that. He treats women with respect. Is it always that way? No. But you know what he does? He gives with what he gets. That would be like saying, oh, women have always respected Donald Trump as a man. Your own wife or girlfriend maybe can't even make that statement about you. There are times, man, where you go, what did you just say? What did you just call me? Right? The next thing they said, Trump paid off a prostitute. Gone. The story was up less than three days ago? Yeah, Trump, we have proof now. Proof of what? Do it. You want to convince me that a billionaire playboy has to pay off a prostitute to keep quiet that he's involved with her? If Donald Trump was involved with a prostitute, he'd probably say, yeah. It would be like, here's the irony. Hollywood will make a movie about a guy like Donald Trump hiring a prostitute, falling in love with her and marry her, but then the same sanctimonious piece of the crap will come back to you and go, well, look at Donald Trump. He's hanging out with pretty woman. Okay, what if he were? You like the movie. What, you don't like the reality? He paid her off. So did Richard Gere. He gave her an unlimited checkbook. Go shopping. Go do what you need. Oh, it's beautiful in Hollywood, but in real life, when it's against Donald Trump, let me tell you, if Donald Trump were a Democrat, they'd be talking about that story like he was Pretty Woman. And the woman, like it was the movie Pretty Woman, and he was Richard Gere, and the chick would be Julia What's-Her-Face. I don't even care what her name is. They said Trump is a racist. It's temporarily gone, isn't it? He suddenly, you know, he's no longer the racist. Remember, that was the big deal because he called these countries crap holes. That was going to be the thing, right? It's going to break his back. It's gone, temporarily anyway, because they never completely let racism go away. That's just a recyclable. Then they told us what? Trump's unhinged. He's totally unhinged. And then Trump has a meeting with all the Democrats. He publicizes it. He says, here's the way I go to negotiation. And he did it for a reason. He wanted people to know, I'm bringing them to the table. I invited them to the White House. I want to talk about DACA. I'm not afraid of it. Well, Mr. President, are you saying such and such, says Dianne Feinstein? Are you willing to do this? And she's trying to dismiss him. I'm talking to this guy. And Trump's like, yeah, whatever, Barbara. Sure, Barbara. Yeah. And then what did they do? They run off with the bipartisan commission that's composed of Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham's a Democrat. That chick is a Democrat, right? So they come back with that nonsense. And Donald Trump's still reasonable. Let's talk about it. Let's get it done. So then they think it's going to play into this whole narrative that he's crazy. He doesn't want to do it. And Trump's going, no. Not only do I want to do it, I brought him in to do it. And you know what they did? They broke all the rules. They lied to you. They lied. They told you they wanted to do it. I told them, we'll give you this and this. Are we all good about funding the military? Do you think that's something that we should do? Here's what I say. Why is that? Why is the military on any other tied to any other piece of legislation? Why is it? I say to Donald Trump, go to the senators and say, you know what I want to do? This way, going forward, for any other president, we no longer use the military as a negotiation platform. We can all agree that my number one goal, my number one responsibility as president is to make sure we're protected. We're going to take anything that involves the protection of the United States out of Congress's ability to negotiate it in terms of it'll be done in and of itself, not tied to any other piece of legislation. How about that? That sounds pretty smart to me. Brings me to my next point that's gone. So anyway, Trump is unhinged, temporarily gone. Trump is an idiot. It's gone. How can you call a man an idiot with a year one like he had in 2017? How are you going to rationalize that? And particularly, how are you going to rationalize it as 2018 continues to boom? Which brings me to my next point. Why are they not talking about the economic boom? They'll talk about the stock market, but they're not talking about the GDP, what it means long term, the companies coming back, and so on and so forth. Why is it they won't talk about that stuff? Gone. Trump is a liar. We'll get to that one in a second. Impeach Trump. Almost gone, isn't it? Trump colluded with the Russians. Gone. Gone. Impeach Trump, by the way, is gone. When I say almost gone, I'm saying the knuckleheads on the Congressional Black Circus are going to continue to bring it up. But it's gone. There's no leadership in D.C. who would dare try to get Trump out of office for impeachment. For what? Being the best president in the history of the modern era, year one? Let's impeach him. The public will go for it. But the bigger issue is around Trump being a liar. Gone. I found an article, and here's how it reads. When President Trump sat down with the New York Times for an interview recently, he said something untrue about every 75 seconds. There was somebody looking at his speech or his interview, and they said he said something true every 75 seconds. And I want you to hear this because this has ramifications that are far beyond what we're talking about today. He says, that's not just usual political boasting and grandstanding. These were actual, verifiable claims which professional fact checkers investigated and found to be untrue. For example, Trump said in the interview that virtually every Democrat has said that the Trump campaign did not collude with the Russians during the 2016 election, while there was, quote, tremendous collusion between the Russians and the Democrats. That's not just false, but breathtakingly false, as one fact checker put it. Democrats have not exonerated Trump, though some have been circumspect about what we know and don't know about Russian meddling, and there's little evidence that the Democrats were colluding with Russia. In fact, the CIA, FBI, NSA found in January of 2017 that Russia aimed to discredit Hillary Clinton, help Trump's chances in the election. So the claim doesn't make much sense. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second and tell you this is a perfect example of why the left is getting their butts kicked, and it's going to happen again in November of 2018. This guy, and this was I think post January of 2017, this interview, this particular thing, and they're still talking about Russia, and it's been put to bed. It's been put to bed. And I mean, so much so, it's pathetically how bad it's been put to bed. And it involves the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA, who they say all found Trump had lied or whatever in 2017. And every one of those organizations will be proven to be a bunch of liars, a bunch of partisan hacks. They said a year in review of untrue claims from factcheck.org found Trump dominated the list with remarks on everything from his inauguration to Russia investigation to his own tax bill. Now, think about, I'm telling you, this interview happened early 2017. They said PolitiFact checked 483 things that Trump said. 69% were rated mostly false or false. I went and looked at this PolitiFact. It might as well have been written by the Clinton campaign. It is so full of lies. Folks, let the Democrats keep this mess up. Let them keep it up. Donald Trump gives you the truth. You may not like it. You may say, oh, it's being parsed. But he's giving these people the truth and they ignore it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.